Hey guys, it's Jordan Byers, and you're listening to Chit Chat with Joby. Let's get right into the episode.
Hi guys, it's Jordan Byers, and today we're gonna be having some fun. Today I'm gonna be answering the most juicy questions you guys have been asking me for quite some time. Okay, so I'm also recording this for my podcast, and if you're on video, this is going to be in podcast version, and if you're listening on podcast, this is in video version. So, you know, whatever version you're listening it on, go check out the other one because it's more fun. Okay, I asked you guys on Twitter, I asked you on Instagram multiple times, and we have some good stuff to talk about. Right off the bat, Wolford Clay asks, are you moving back to Ohio when you're done with school? Hell no. Hell no, am I moving back to Ohio. There's no way. There's absolutely no way I'm moving back to Ohio. Oh my gosh. So I'm dog sitting for my friend, and she has a little bell on her collar because she's literally 3 pounds and so tiny, and she's freaking out on the bed right now.
Hi, baby.
So you can hear her bell just go.
Oh, are you going crazy? Are you going crazy?
Anyways, yeah, no, I'm not moving back to Ohio when I'm finished with school. I have about 2 more quarters and then I'm completely graduated in March. And I plan on living in California, working for a brand in California, and I honestly don't think I'll ever permanently move back to Ohio. I feel like if I ever do move from California, it would be to a different country, but I'm not there yet. Next question is from Alexi Akai. So she said, back in the day, I remember you saying, although college is in California, you'd want to move back to Ohio. But that's changed since. What sort of soul searching led to that decision? P.S. Love that you're podcasting. So honestly, the biggest reason why I'm definitely not moving back to Ohio is because the only reason I wanted to move back to Ohio is because I was dating a guy that lived in Ohio. Eventually, I was like, oh my gosh, we literally have absolutely nothing in common. And since moving to California, my values and religious beliefs and everything like that has completely changed. And it's just not gonna work, honey. It's just not. So I had to be like, bye-bye. Thank you. Next. That sounds so freaking harsh, but it's the truth. I'm sorry. So then we have Megan.Martin02 asking, did you move into a new apartment after the fire? Did the owner of the apartment charge you anything? How did the whole process work? I'm curious. Oh my god. So if you've been a Joby Squad member for quite some time, you'd remember my last apartment. I lived in West Hollywood and I had a huge apartment. It was so freaking big, but it was also really expensive, and that's because I had to move really quick because my roommate before that was absolutely tragic. So I had to move really quickly, and that apartment, I had moved in, and 2 days after I had moved in, I preheated my oven to pop a frozen pizza in the oven because I had just come back from a school day. I was 5 minutes in to preheating that oven, and all of a sudden I smell smoke coming from the kitchen because I'm sitting on the couch in the living room. So I walk into the kitchen, and so I open up the oven and they start spitting out at me. The flames are spitting at me, and I'm just like, holy shit, what do I do? So in that moment, I'm like, oh wait, I have a fire extinguisher. So I run to the supply closet that I had already set up all cute and nice. All of my cleaning supplies, everything was just perfectly in there. I had a mini fire extinguisher from Costco. I grab that thing out there and I open my oven and I spray the entire fire extinguisher into the oven. Mind you, I already turned the oven off at this point. I turned the oven off right when I saw the fire spitting at me. Once there is nothing left in the fire extinguisher, I'm just waiting for it to all be done and like stop and I can, you know, move on, chill out. No, 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 no. The fire is still coming straight at me, so I'm freaking the frick out. I don't know what I'm gonna do. All I know what to do is to grab my keys, grab my wallet, grab Gray, and skedaddle the fuck out of that apartment. So I pull the fire extinguisher on the wall outside of my door and I just run out of there. I'm like, holy shit, this whole place is gonna come down. Like, I did this. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, what is going on? So once I got out of there, I lived on the first floor, so it was fairly easy for me to get out and call the fire department. I had called 4 times. First, I called 911 and they did not respond. They said all of their receivers were busy. Then I called 911 again, and then I called 911 again after that. Both of those 2 times, they were busy and could not accept my call. So then I Google what's the closest fire department, and then I start calling their number. When I called their number, they also said that they were busy. Yeah. I made 4 phone calls, and all of them were busy. Like, what in the hell is going on? So then I called the fire department again. That's my 5th call. 2nd time to the fire department, they finally answer, and I'm like crying on the phone saying that there's a fire in my apartment at my address. I give them the details, everything like that, and within 10 minutes, there's 3 fire trucks at my apartment complex. Y'all, when I pulled the fire alarm, people started flooding out of the building, and I'm out there literally crying my eyes out, being like, I'm so sorry, you guys. That's my apartment. That's, you know, there's a fire in my oven. I don't know what happened. I only preheated it for 5 minutes. I didn't even put my pizza in. There's no food in there. I don't know what's going on. And all that jazz. And people were like comforting me. People were very kind. I appreciate that from them. But at the same time, I'm literally thinking, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? Wait, hold on. What is even the question? Megan asked, did you move into the new apartment after the fire? So no, here's what happened. After the fire, after everything's said and done, I'm sorry, I went on a tangent. After everything is said and done, firemen came in, they took care of everything, whatever. My entire kitchen was burnt down, you know, it's fine, but I'm like, holy crap, it smells like smoke in here, it's disgusting. There is literally ashes all the way into my bedroom. I had black ceilings all the way to my bathroom and bedroom, which is on the opposite side of the apartment. Everything was black. It was disgusting. I did not live there for an entire month. And mind you, I just moved in that same month in March. I moved in like the 6th of March or something like that. And I did not come back and was able to actually live in there till the next month. So, dear Lord, you guys, it was actually a mess. So the maintenance came and they fixed up the apartment, they repainted, they gave me a new stove. It was a complete mess. So the maintenance came and they cleaned everything up, they made everything like nice again, and I was able to move back in the next month. I still had to pay my rent for that month, and that whole month I was basically living with my boyfriend, which we had only been dating for like 2.5 months at that point. So thank you, Louise, for letting me move in with you while my apartment was getting fixed. Yeah, so during that time, I was living with my boyfriend. I was not staying at my apartment because it was just a mess. And the inside of that apartment was so toxic with the smoke and all that stuff that there's no way I could possibly live in there and breathe all that air because it was just a mess. And there was glass everywhere. There was like ashes everywhere. It was absolutely disgusting. Next question is from Haven Helton. She said, "Hi, I followed you for a while and I remember the point in your YouTube career where you didn't cuss on your YouTube or anything, and the period where you transitioned into being more open about yourself with spiritual beliefs and cuss words, etc. Did you feel scared or intimidated to show people that you had changed? Or did you not care and trust that Joby fans would love you regardless?" Oh my God, Haven, there's so much to tell you with this question. So if I'm being completely honest, for the longest time, I did not tell. My Instagram and YouTube Joby Squad members, I was very scared about coming out that I was not a Christian anymore, and it was seriously terrifying to kind of put that out on the internet because I had built my entire channel and following based on the fact that I was super religious, super Christian, super, you know, all that good stuff. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I am not saying that at all. I'm just saying that for me personally, when I moved out on my own and had the opportunity to find my own views and find my own way of life, I just didn't end up thinking and believing the same way I did when I was growing up in a Christian household and within a Christian private school my entire life. So yes, completely, I was super scared, super nervous, super anxious about talking about that on the internet because that's my entire fan base at that time. I would say like 2-3 years ago, my entire fan base was super Christian, and there's nothing wrong with that, except for if you're not really Christian anymore, those kind of people would have a problem with that, and it definitely upset me to the point where I just felt like I couldn't have a voice when it came to expressing my identity on identity and feelings on social media. It was just kind of awkward for me, so oof. I'm so glad that that time has passed, and I literally don't give a f-. I honestly could care less what anybody thinks about me. I am who I am, and at this moment in time, I would say that I am agnostic, and I don't feel like I need to share my beliefs with anybody. Before, I definitely found a good chunk of my identity in the fact that I was Christian. And now I'm just kind of like, you know what? I don't need to find my identity in my religion. Like, I can find my identity in who I am as a human being, but I'm not really going to go further into it just because I don't want my social presence to be based off of religion anymore. I just want it to be based off of me and my character and who I am and my interests and passion and all that stuff. So that's really all I want to go into it when it comes to religion. I am an extremely open human being when it comes to religion and spirituality and all that good stuff. I just don't personally identify as a Christian anymore, so goodness, I'm gonna lose followers after saying this. I already know. All right, next question is from Shrutika Jadhav. She said, "What would you do if you weren't doing anything related to fashion or makeup?" Oh my gosh. Okay, honestly, my main passion is being an entrepreneur. That's like my biggest goal in life. And if I wasn't doing anything related to fashion or makeup, I definitely see myself doing something within the business world. And I honestly don't know what field that would be in. I just know that I have a very entrepreneurial spirit, and I've always seen myself owning a business and running a business since I was very, very young. So if I wasn't doing fashion or beauty or anything like that on social media, I definitely see myself going into business regardless, and I plan on going into business someday. I'm just currently learning right now. I'm getting my business degree right now at FITM, a Bachelor's of Science in Business Management. So I'm still learning and I don't want to make mistakes without paying my dues. So I'm definitely taking my time when it comes to that. But I swear to you guys, I will have a business out sooner or later. Next, we have Podcasts by Julia. Her question is, what's your biggest goal for the rest of the year? Honestly, Julia, my YouTube is dead. My YouTube channel is absolutely dead. All of my social medias have been on a constant decline in followers since like 2018, half the year of 2018. So my biggest goal is to just not put myself down when it comes to follower count and how many people are watching and viewers and money and all that stuff, because that I feel like that was the biggest downfall for me when I completely stopped YouTube for a full year, is because my mindset was totally on like, how many likes am I getting, how many followers, how many views, how much money, this, that, the other. And for me, it's not really like that anymore, because I realize that I'm able to financially take care of myself with a real job, like a real like corporate type job, which is what I have right now. And I do all of the social media stuff for fun. So my biggest goal for the year is to just keep grinding it out. And even though I'm not gaining a whole lot of views or followers or anything like that, is, you know, just to keep positive and keep posting and keep content creating, because honestly, I love making content, and that's what's truly making me happy, is just being able to share my life with you guys and being brutally honest and true and showing my life. I love that stuff. So the goal of the year is to just stay positive and keep doing what I love and not really taking it too seriously, to the point where I would get extremely stressed out and like depressed over it, because that has happened in the past. And I'm just trying to have fun with it and not take it too seriously. So that's my biggest goal. And so far, I'm killing it with that goal. I'm just having fun with it. I'm not taking it too seriously. I'm just going for it. And I'm really proud of myself for not, you know, going back to my old ways of thinking when it comes to, oh, you have to be doing this, oh, you have to be making this much money, oh, you have to be gaining this amount of followers each month. And I think I've truly grown when it comes to being patient and forgiving with myself and knowing that my timeline is completely different than everybody else's. And I'm gonna work with my own timeline and how things work out with me, and not compare myself with how other people are growing and how much other people are making on their social medias and this, that, the other, whatever. It doesn't matter. That's not my life. This is my life. And I'm gonna try my best to have fun with it and be happy with what I'm doing. And so far I've been doing that. So I'm good. Next question is from Phoenix. She just asks, just really wanted to ask how you are. There's been moments in the past when you shared with us that you aren't doing well mentally. How has it been lately, especially with a pandemic? Oh my gosh, thank you so much, Phoenix, for asking how I am mentally. Whoa, it's been a lot, honestly. I feel like at the beginning of the pandemic and quarantine and not going anywhere, I definitely was extremely anxious. Like, my anxiety was off the chart. So I decided that I needed to go back to live with my parents. So I went back and I lived with my parents for about 3-4 months. And then they eventually became sick of me and I was sick of them, and I just needed to go back to my apartment. I came back to my apartment and I'm not gonna lie to you, the first couple of weeks I was very upset to be completely alone, because I felt very comfortable being with my parents and my sister. And we really got into a routine when I was there. We would hike every single day. We would make dinner together every single day. I would do my internship with Dermalogica online throughout the day. And we really got into this routine where I just fell in love with being at home again and being with my sister and my mom and my dad, and it just felt so comforting to have people around because I've lived by myself since 2017, the end of 2017. So I've been extremely independent since I was 18 years old, and for this opportunity to come along where I was able to go back and live at home with my family, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. But at the same time, I wasn't doing anything on social media because that was when I was still not posting on YouTube, not really doing anything regards of content creation and really putting myself out there. So honestly, I really feel like quarantine has been super, super, super good for me. While I know that there's so much going on in the world that is absolutely terrible, quarantine itself has been really good for me because it's forced me to sit down and not distract myself with friends and school and all that other stuff and, you know, the busy life, whatever. It really forced me to sit down and listen to what I wanted and reevaluate my life and what I want for the future. I finished an internship and then started a new internship the next week, and I started getting sponsorships. I signed with a new management, a social media management. I'm doing like so much for my new internship, and I'm really hoping that they want to hire me once it's done in the next month. And I've got a lot of really good feedback, and so I feel like I should get hired, and they want me to get hired by the end of the month, but we'll see about that. Honestly, quarantine has been one of the best things that has happened to me in the past couple of years because it's really made me realize who I am, what I want, and what I'm trying to do. Realizing that really pushed me to get out of my comfort zone and really pushed me to get what I want and get what I want out of life in general, because if you're only living once, you might as well take that leap and try to do what you want in your life. Even though it might seem so out of reach, you might as well try your hardest to do what you want, get what you want, and be the main character in your own story. And I'm trying to be the main character, and at this point, I am the main character in my own life, and I'm so proud of myself because before this, when I wasn't doing content creation and I wasn't doing anything that I truly loved and truly felt passionate about, I was definitely depressed and anxious and not happy. So now that I'm really doing what I love and what makes me happy, even though I'm not being paid, I'm not like doing anything crazy, getting by with the one sponsorship I get a month and, you know, grocery money from my parents because I'm a college student, which I'm really thankful for. I'm so thankful for my parents helping me through college and always pushing me to do whatever I want in life. Next question is from Leah_22. She said, since going through a soul searching process, has it changed the relationship with your parents or siblings? If so, positive or negative? Honestly, I have told my parents and siblings about my new beliefs when it comes to spirituality and all that good stuff, and honestly, it hasn't really changed my relationships at all. If anything, I'm really, really lucky to have family that, well, not so understands, but is not going to treat me or think of me any differently because of my changes in my lifestyle. I'm definitely lucky when it comes to that. So yeah, it's been a positive experience for me. Then she asks, if a fan were in LA area, would you go have like a drink or coffee with them? Honestly, because of COVID, I would have to say no, because I'm not taking my chances. I just got my coronavirus test the other day for a photo shoot that I have tomorrow, and I was honestly kind of nervous because I was on a plane visiting Luis. So I'm really happy that the results came back negative. But I think during coronavirus times, it's really scary to meet up with anybody if, you know, they're not sure if they have it or not. So I would have to say no, but pre-COVID, of course. Absolutely, of course. Okay, so Allie.Marie asks, did the person that rejected your invite to the podcast watch your story about it? Okay, so if you have not listened to the last podcast, I talk all about how I asked somebody to come on and tell their story and to promote themselves. Literally, when I ask somebody to come on the podcast, it's literally so they can promote themselves, what they're doing, their brand, their project, all that good stuff. And so the fact that I asked this lady to come on and she's like, how many views do you get? Oh my gosh, I'm going all into it again. I'm getting upset about it again. You'll have to watch my last podcast if you want to listen to all the good tea about that. But no, she never watched my story about it, because after I followed her and DM'd her quite a few times talking about it, she never followed me back. So you know what I did? I unfollowed her and never looked back. So no, she did not watch my story, which is why I felt comfortable to talk about it. Jenna Poole asks, are you ever going to go into detail about your one roommate who shall not be named? Oh my. Oh my God. So honestly, I feel like I should make an entire podcast about that. If you would like me to make an entire podcast story time about my roommate from hell, please drop a comment below and I shall do that. Jenna also asks, your craziest alcohol-induced moment. Honestly, I don't really have a whole lot to say about my craziest alcohol-induced moment because I just turned 21, and before I turned 21, I never really drank a lot of alcohol anyways because I just had so much on my plate. Like, I was posting 3 to 5 videos on YouTube a week and full-time college at the same time. So I never really had a whole lot of time to have fun and go out and get drunk. But since I turned 21 in quarantine, I've definitely gotten drunk a few times. But they've all been in very safe environments like my house or my friend's house. So I don't really have anything crazy to say about it yet. Maybe ask me when I'm 22. Thank you guys so, so much for hanging out today. Don't forget to come back next week because I post a podcast episode every single Friday and I post a YouTube video every single Sunday. And I'm constantly, constantly sharing my life on my Instagram stories and my Instagram posts. So definitely check me out on there at Jordan E. Byers. And I will see you guys in the next podcast and Instagram and YouTube video.
Bye. Thank you guys so freaking much for listening to today's episode. But wait, before you go, please, please, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Seriously, it helps me out a lot because I'm a fresh baby podcaster over here. So please rate and review, and I will see you guys next Friday. Bye.